Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Are we on?
You know what? I think I can hear myself. Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Yeah,
can,
this is weird, man.
No, we have a guest here.
Yeah, we have a guest, but first I want to make sure we're on.
Yeah.
Before I introduce her. We don't know where Megan's at. We'll give her a call in a second. But okay, guys. Hi, welcome to the show. Keith Reza here with my trusty sidekick, Alan Lee. He usually says the one and only.
The one and only.
Excellent. And then we have a great guest tonight. We have the great, beautiful Ashley Bornanson. I knew I was going to screw it up.
Yeah, well,
all live. Do you know who Angelo Zarucas is? No? No? Well, he has one of those names where, like, it's hard to, like, you
just,
know,
like, keep saying.
But once you say it, it gets to it. So I'll get it at the end of the night.
Totally. You know, you will.
Bornanson.
Yeah.
I have it.
Hold you to it.
I have it already. Bornanson.
Yeah, he has it. What's,
yeah.
What's up?
He's Cuban, though.
You had a good couple minutes to practice.
Well, that's because, like, I have a very short-term memory loss, so I just, like...
just so short.
Yeah.
Just
this is improvised.
Yeah. And we're running a little late today, so I couldn't, like, have all my notes, you know, so I couldn't give you a proper introduction, so I'm going to do it right now.
All right, let's do
it. All right. So let me get to the notes, and then... you know, then we'll... I feel like these mics aren't that good.
Can you hear us?
I can.
Can you?
Good.
I could hear you.
Should I, like, get up all up?
Yeah, maybe I should.
I hear her very good.
Okay. Well, then I guess it's just me.
We're not known for our technical savvy here.
Just all right. Talking.
All right, I'm going.
Bornanson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the guest tonight is Ashley Bornanson. You can hear her on the WWE channel where she voices John Cena and The Rock. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah, and then you also have a web series that you actually wrote and directed called We're Not Friends.
We're Not Friends.
Yeah, We're Not Friends. Oh my gosh. That
now
there
we go. You see what I'm saying?
Woo!
Ah, thank you. We have our producer here.
Sam.
And head owner, Sam.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
It's the headphones. No big deal.
It's just the headphones?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't the
there
mics.
You go.
Oh, okay.
The mics are fine.
Excellent.
He's a perfectionist. He was worried we were seeing him.
But you know, but do you see how it's more clear now?
Oh my gosh, it's
amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Could talk to myself all day long.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, we have a co
<You're> not weird.
I know. Well,
we have a co-host who's running late, yeah. And we have to, like, phone her in because she doesn't have a time.
Oh, she'll be here.
Well, yeah, whatever. But yeah, then we'll start the show. This is usually done by 6:45, so I apologize, Ashley.
Okay, no worries. I got my water, my nice view of Sherman Oaks.
There you go. It's a beautiful... Look at that.
How far do you live from Sherman Oaks?
I called it out.
Beautiful.
I said Sherman
Oaks. I love that. See, anyone says, oh, yeah, it's L.A., man, you know. But this lady is from Italy. She's probably right Rome and all that beauty.
Yeah.
So this
of the Romans.
All right.
I like that.
This is Megan.
Totally.
Hello. Like
that. All right. Hey, Megan, you're on the show now.
Hey, guys.
So we're running a little late. Megan, give it up for Ashley. Ashley, this is the third co-host, Megan, who has a traffic
jam.
Hi,
Ashley.
Hey.
I'm so sorry I'm not there. I'm headed there right now. This could very quickly turn into the road rage hour, though.
Lap 2 weeks ago.
Don't even worry about it. We all were scrambling here.
Yeah, I went outside looking for Ashley, and she missed the turn like twice. I thought I saw you drive by twice. Did you drive by twice?
I drove by once because I was like, ooh, that parking lot looks scary.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to take me.
It looks like if you know where you're going, it's very easy to miss.
Yeah, like I should have asked or something because I'm so used to getting tickets in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I have to go park on, like...
I got a ticket for not having a front license plate. Have you ever gotten one of those tickets?
Did you say you just got the car?
I didn't, but I should have. Yeah.
See, like, I have, like, a response, like, right away. I'm like, okay, what's, like, a scheme to get out of this? Yeah.
I like that. I have to use that.
I guess they figure it out once they
Alan!
Oh, hello, Megan. Yes, I'm here.
We
miss you, and we're visualizing you in traffic.
Yeah.
I got coffee, so it's not too bad. Is this on the air right now?
Yes.
Yeah, we're on the air now.
Okay. Live.
We were running late too.
We're off to a fun start.
Yeah.
This is, you know, this guest is inspiring me to take improv classes. I can feel
that. Oh my
god. That's right.
I've only been here for a few seconds.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's a big deal.
So
I love that.
Ashley, you are an improv master. Can you give Alan Lee any tips on improv-ing?
Yeah. They
listen to me as some sort of
genius.
I'll give you a tip.
Every time you think you're really funny, you're usually not.
Yeah.
I hate that. But it's like, true. It's so true.
And, like, they'll tell you, like, you know, you get a bunch of people who think they're hilarious in a room, so you all, like, in the beginning try to compete for time,
sure.
And you're like, my joke's way funnier than yours.
Yeah.
And then, like, no one laughs, and you learn, like, okay, that's not gonna do it. Like, you gotta play off each other.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now you're an improv master. So you're good
See,
to
there
go.
You go. I've been baptized.
See, that's
been baptized.
That saves you $2,000 for classes at the Groundlings,
right? My first baptism.
Oh, that's a saving. I know. I'm a first convert, or you've done this, you've converted others?
I've never baptized anyone.
Oh.
That's a first.
But you baptized him in improv.
Yeah, see, apparently. The Church of Improv.
I feel like you'd be really good at it, because the whole radio thing.
Yeah.
The whole thing we're doing right now.
Alan is actually really good at improv, because he's one of those guys who just agrees. He never says no, and that's like a rule in improv,
that's
right?
That's like a good boyfriend to have.
Yeah.
Someone who always
He's very, very accommodating, Alan.
I'm a rag.
He's a rag.
Alan, what are you wearing today? I'm sad I can't see your
outfit. You know what? It was at JCPenney's, not Ross or the other high-end places I go to.
Ross is awesome.
And there's a little pizza stain on the bottom there. But it is an off-white cowboy shirt, a thin cotton, with a nice a dark blue...
Yeah, it's like
jean
a denim, and he's wearing these, like...
Gray
call them?
Denim.
They're, like, gray
jeans.
Basically, he still looks like the Cubanese Rick Moranis.
Well, you know, I am Cuban. My mother is Cuban. It's true. And I can't help that. I don't do the Havana cigars. I don't do Che Guevara shirts.
What? You're Cuban and you don't eat cigars?
No. Yeah.
I'm really good at this.
Alan looks like one of those guys who smokes a cigar, doesn't he?
I don't. That's the problem.
It must be
coffee.
The mustache that gives
caffeine,
it away.
I do the espresso coffee from Cuba.
I love espresso.
See, there you go.
Bam. Oh, from Cuba. Oh.
You know, that really, it's a tiny little cup.
Yeah,
you've seen this
a little?
Yeah.
Us Italians like espresso,
no,
too.
But the, of course.
Of course.
The Roman, Rome,
the Roman Empire.
Thank you. I'm a huge Roman fan. No, I swear to God I am. I got books on Rome.
This is like the most awkward first date.
I was a fan of everything.
This most awkward first date.
Not to get racy so early, and I don't. I tend not to be blue. These
you just
people,
went there.
They're just, they're just so
follow
nasty.
Up. Follow
it's
up.
It's all right.
She's going to explain this to us without a big long...
Well, we have Twitter questions for Ashley, so when you're done making your move...
No, I'm just explaining. She's from Rome.
Rome?
He just went with it, so
I'm sorry, Italy.
I am from Cleveland.
Oh,
Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah,
but like my family's Italian.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like one of those.
But you do visit them in Italy.
Oh, I've been in. I love Italy.
Yeah,
so
that's
much.
Why that's what was in my head.
He just like wanted me to be this like
illustrious. I did.
Italian girl.
I did.
A little Italian.
I'm Italian too.
No, it's how
this.
Crazy.
I'm paying attention, I promise.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that just killed it. Hey, yeah. So.
Pompeii, you know Pompeii with the lava and all that. You know Pompeii, right?
Yeah, with the lava and all that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been reading about Pompeii, and we'll just leave it at that. Okay. They had a lot of fun. They had a lot of fun in Pompeii.
All right.
We'll just leave it at that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Mysterious bay.
Well,
just bay. Those people.
Well, Alan, your five minutes on the speed dating thing is done.
Okay.
Alan, did you kiss her hand?
No, not yet. Not yet.
I would keep you. In my
you're spot. Very, very charming. You were one of the most charming that. People. Always,
well, that's know. So sweet. I love it. It must be. You know, this mustache is new. I'm just telling her. I never. This is the first time in my life I've ever had a mustache.
Wow.
I'm very self-conscious about it.
Scratchy.
So Ashley, how long have you been doing improv? Even
how long have I been doing improv?
Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, I started classes when I was, like, really young, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was like, I don't know, going in and out of theater, and, you know, like, you try to do every class, yeah. And your parents are like, you are costing me too much money.
Yeah.
So I started back up in L.A., like, 6 years ago.
Yeah. Do you like L.A.?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
L.A. is the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
L.A. is the best. I just flew in from New York this morning, and I love New York, too.
Yeah, you seem like someone who does a lot of work in New York.
I do.
Yeah.
That's like a funny statement. I don't, actually.
You don't?
But, like, I would love to. So, like, New York shows, yeah. Hit me up, yo. Yeah. No, seriously. I just kept, like, as I was walking around New York, and my best friend's, like, from White Plains, New York, and she was with me, I just kept being like, dude, I'm so New York right now. Like,
yeah.
I'm so New York. Because I like walk really fast and I'm like, what's going on? Like let's make this happen.
Yeah.
And I think I was like trying to be extra New York. Wow. Anyway, I think I could fit in there for sure. And I was telling her, like, I personally feel like New York is what you put out, right?
That's so totally true, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I'm just, like, making this up on the spot.
No, it is. Because, like, in New York, it's... New York and Los Angeles, you know, it's all about entertainment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing about New York is it seems like... It's kind of like Vegas. It never sleeps. There's always something going on.
And, like, if you're nice to people, I feel like people will genuinely be nice to you.
Yeah.
So I'd, like, talk to people. Like, everyone's like, oh, you don't talk to your neighbors. I was like, let's talk to our neighbors real quick.
Yeah.
And then they were, like, surprisingly nice. I'm like, okay, like...
Yeah.
This is a thing. This could work.
In Los Angeles, everyone are, you know, they're not nice because they're too busy with traffic and Ubering. You know what I mean? It's like they're
it's
just.
A different I agree
vibe.
With that.
It's a yeah. different.
1,000%.
But see, I don't know. I think people in LA are nice too.
I love hearing this. I love hearing this because you know what? You complete. I swear I had saw no New York in you. Nothing.
I think I just like want to pretend I can do New York.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to... I don't want people to think I can't
it's
do
It's great.
Anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I love New York.
Well, do New York right now, because Alan goes to New York all the time. So,
well,
like,
New York. My sister and my mother live in New York. I was born
well,
in New
okay,
York.
Well, okay, like, a big thing in New York is brunching.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Like, this is a new, obviously new thing to me. And my friend was like, no, I don't want to hang out with you Saturday. I want to hang out with you Sunday for brunch. And I thought that was kind of weird. I'm like, you don't want to go out with me on Saturday? Anyway... Brunched so hard on Sunday, and it was so fun. But I am so not a normal bruncher. I'm like, this is a thing.
Yeah,
that's
so funny. It's funny because Alan was telling me that that's all he, when he goes to brunch. That's all he does. He just eats.
Yeah.
No, I lost all the weight. I go to the gym, but
and you brunch
was,
it.
And I was never, you know, I was never humongous, but I could eat anyone under the table. These buffets, you put me in front of a buffet, man. There's a couple of countries.
Oh, we didn't do a buffet. We had a very specific.
Oh, that's nice. See, these girls are nice. They don't. You go to a buffet, it's just like, you know, it's just like savage.
Yeah,
it's very Roman.
Well, we got
back to the Roman Empire.
Well, we got a couple Twitter questions because I really want to talk about this. TV show that you're on.
Awesome.
It's on the wrestling channel, right?
Yes, it's on WWE Network.
Yeah.
On demand.
So you have to have on demand to watch it.
The cool
it's hilarious.
Thing, too, is that it's so funny. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And the first month of your subscription is free.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a win-win for everyone. I love free things.
And this is in the second season.
We've done 5 episodes. First season.
Oh, but it got renewed for a second season, right?
I haven't heard anything.
Oh, you haven't?
So
these
it's
notes.
Like a stay tuned type of thing.
Yeah, you know how they don't announce these things to the performer.
When you hear, I'll probably hear.
She'll hear it.
Oh, you know what it is? It says question 2.
Oh, like question mark?
Yeah, so I misread it.
It's like when you're a little boy, you're like, do you like me? Yes or no? But like the yes is bigger.
Sure.
All the boys always gave me no's.
Oh. With your new haircut.
Yeah.
I would always send those types of notes. I was like an aggressive girl.
You know, oh, were you?
It's so weird. I have a writer friend of mine who's a huge wrestling fan, okay?
Yeah.
And he's so generous. He has me over for dinner with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so I went through a year, and I got addicted to wrestling.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Do you watch any of this since you've been on
this? Yeah, do you watch the wrestling?
Yeah, so I started watching it.
Is it crazy performing or what? I can't believe that the performances.
Oh, yeah.
They're acting. They're like this drama. They've got these stories.
Yeah.
And she plays, of all people, John Cena, who I like.
Yeah, John. That was the next question.
John Cena.
John Cena's very lovable.
He seems to really like you on Twitter. He tweets all your tweets and stuff.
So cool. Yeah. I announce it all the time. Yeah. I'm like, everyone look! Just because I think he's so cool, and I started getting really into just, everything he does. I feel like I'm always, watching Good Morning America when he's on Good Morning. I'm like, everyone,
that's cool.
That's me.
Yeah. And then The Rock.
Also voiced The Rock.
I was amazed.
Which voice is more fun for you to do, John or The Rock?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a hard question.
John Cena's in every episode, and The Rock wasn't in every episode. So I've just grown such an affinity towards John Cena, I feel like I am him. There's a part of me that's always trying to be a do-gooder.
That's his image.
But at the same time, my alter New York ego.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just saying New York because, BA-ness.
Yeah.
Because that's weird. is like The Rock. So The Rock kind of hurts my throat sometimes. But
oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay, then I won't ask you to do an impression of The Rock on air.
I want to hear it.
Yeah.
But it hurts her throat.
Oh, it doesn't. If you're doing it for hours and
hours.
Oh,
okay.
Singing or something. but I was like,
as long as
you jabronis miss The Rock while The Rock is running.
I like that. Yeah.
It's funny how we were talking about laughter in the elevator, remember? And because this show, we laugh a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You remember I was saying what's her name? Was she was always
complaining. People fun of you guys for laughing or something.
Well, we have more Twitter questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you huge on Twitter? Do you follow Twitter a lot?
I freaking love Twitter so much. I wish Twitter was around when I was little because
I like it more than Facebook right now.
Yeah, I like Facebook, but Twitter is a immediate connection to people. So when you send a message, they will see it. So, and we're lucky, right? We're so lucky to not have millions of fans. I'm so lucky. No, but obviously when people get millions of followers, they can't answer everyone. So, so it's really cool that we don't have that yet.
It's hard for me to answer everyone, and I only have 2,000 followers.
Yeah, it gets hard sometimes when it's everyone at once. But I love Twitter so much. I love seeing all the messages. I check it all the time.
Yeah.
I like messaging people I want to message.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, dude, Twitter is where it's at. Twitter.
I just don't like the Twitter fights. When random people you're what the fuck?
Yeah,
you say something.
I try not to say controversial things, but sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
During the elections, I'm like, and then I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. Because you can't make everyone happy. Yeah. But there are some people who just go on Twitter to fight. I'm like, y'all, let's be friends.
All right, well.
Combat Twitter.
Speaking of Twitter, this is a Twitter question from Twitter.
At Twitter.
No.
From Ashton Kutcher. Is Ashton Kutcher tweeting us?
No.
Creative.
I mean, I could tell you the names who are tweeting us if you really want to know.
You should. Give me a shout out.
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
Okay. You have to.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alan.
YellowMan5000 says, Ashley, does John follow you on Twitter?
See, now I'm picturing YellowMan5000.
Yeah. See, that's why I don't these names are so weird.
I don't think he does follow me yet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Well, he will.
But, probably will at some point.
He definitely will after Razor Riffs, because he's a huge Keith Razor fan.
I'm thinking probably.
we had Craig Shoemaker here last year, and he's like one of my favorites. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was telling me how like Whitney Cummings used to open up for him, you know. And I have
I've auditioned for her show.
And I have like the biggest crush on her. So she's like.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's all like, I know Whitney Cummings is a huge Keith Razor fan, and like on air, and it totally ruined my chances of getting her on the show.
There you go, see?
No, I feel like you have to like put that in the universe.
Yeah,
like, you don't put it out.
I do that stuff all the time. I'm like, oh, dude, me and Mindy Kaling, we're gonna crush it together.
Beautiful.
I have yet to meet her, but I just know we're gonna work together at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was supposed to be like an example of like when you put something out there, you get it. And
yeah.
It hasn't happened, so I don't know why I use that as an example.
Now, when you do voiceovers, because I mean, it's a Seth Green show, right?
Yeah.
So like. I know from voiceovers because my uncle is on Family Guy, and he's
that's awesome.
Yeah, he Seth Green is also on that, but my uncle has never met Seth Green.
Yeah,
so voiceovers, you don't really meet. I mean, I'm sure every show is different, but it doesn't mean you've never. It means you could never meet them, right? Like,
could never meet like your fellow castmates.
Yeah, yeah.
Possibly, yeah. I know all my castmates.
That's awesome.
I was in the impression that she knew them all.
Yeah,
we do. Well, because we're all just so excited to work on the show. Like, a lot of us were in callbacks together, and we just like all connected
right away.
Yeah, we're just like, you know, we're like the new kids on the block. We're the new kids on the block, but like kind of.
Yeah.
So. Like, I'm sure people go about voiceover and never try to interact with anyone, but we're all, like, pretty young, and we're just loving life.
So maybe that's why.
And,
yeah.
But I would try to connect to anyone I'm working with at some point.
That's fantastic.
We work directly with Seth Green and Aaron Blitzstein. They're the ones directing us.
Oh, really?
Seth's in, like, almost every session. Not every session, but he's been in a lot of sessions, and so is Aaron Blitzstein. He's, you know, one of the creators. He's so amazing, and they're so funny. And then we all, like, had a big party that we all went to at Stupid Buddy's Studios with everyone, so then we connected there. But we all tried to, like, have little screenings, like, ourselves.
Yeah.
With, like, five people.
Oh, that's awesome.
I invited some friends. I'm like, dude, want to come to my screening? Like, thinking it was so cool.
Oh.
Like, LA, and they thought it was going to be, like, some big party, and it was, like,
that's
five of us.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
But it was so fun. I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, something people work
so
with me
cool.
I always say, and my mentors have always said, like, you have to really celebrate the small wins along the way. And like, why not?
Like, I like that.
Like, you can't always celebrate when you're, you know, booking things or doing something. You have to really, like, such a big win. So
yeah.
We're just so
great
lucky
advice.
To be. We're like very aware that we're very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And it's on demand. Like, that's
it's on.
Yeah, it's like on demand.
Yes.
No, but the fact that like John Cena's sharing about it, like he doesn't have to do that.
Oh no, not
like you have no idea how much I geek out about that.
Because a lot of people, when you do like impressions of people, like they either take it one or two ways. One, they take it as huge offense.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? This is not funny. You know, I got a lot of serious insecurities. Yeah. Or two, they love it. Like, 100%
totally,
love it.
Totally. And what's
and they
cool
want you to get
this.
Darker and stuff, you know? It's like...
Sure.
Yeah. But, you know, but no, like...
they're like, keep pushing the buttons.
Yeah.
I want to see my Darth Vader version of me.
Do you have a Darth Vader version?
No.
They like want
to
keep...
to do that.
Yeah, I mean, if you come from, like, the comedy world, I feel like it's just such flattery, and we're not... If they were adults in the series, then it would make sense for them to voice. But they're 8-year-old kids.
Yeah.
So they're just, like, loving it. And what's great is we've worked with WWE since the beginning. I mean, they were working with Stupid Buddy, like, so long prior to us even being on board. So they're constantly in check with, like, what wrestlers would say and how they interact and how they walk and like their isms and so they were like very aware of the whole entire process and like approving and like loving it before they even like saw the final product. So we already knew kind of John Cena was gonna like it because
Oh, that's cool.
Heard through the grapevine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Has The Rock ever reached out to you about you? Or
The Rock tweeted something too.
Oh.
He tweeted like a picture of his character
oh.
to watch it. So both of them have been like really
fantastic.
Supportive of it.
Yeah.
Did you happen to work? Did you happen to work with the Nature Boy Ric Flair?
I did. Oh yeah. No, I've seen like
oh
his amazing like
yeah, I said, it's,
like
it's
clips.
Crazy.
They all did. I didn't
oh
get
my
to
God.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. But oh my gosh, seeing him and I haven't met Vince McMahon
you
yet,
haven't.
But like he just seems so funny. Like yeah. I know he's intense, but like my family's intense. Like I love intense people. You know,
yeah.
like intense
yeah.
is like why not live intense?
Oh, that's cool.
Well, we have a Twitter question, but it's a two Twitter question. It's like multiple tweets.
You have to say the name though.
So I have to say the name.
Okay.
Multiple tweets by.
I'm finding out.
Yellow and Man.
Yeah, no, it's
Yellow
not.
Man 5000?
He's the only guy who listens to the show.
He's going to be like, she's either going to love us or hate us by the end of this.
No.
Stop saying my Twitter handle.
This is from TwistedWin69.
Oh, cool. TwistedWin.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And this question's kind of twisted, so maybe that's
oh,
why they
oh,
asked
oh,
it.
So
he hit it.
Nervous.
Very good.
About
this. Ashley, which man is more attracted in your opinion, John Cena or The Rock?
John Zero.
Or yeah, he's
John real, Zero.
I was like, all right.
Yes,
you can't compare lemons and limes.
Yeah, yeah.
I like all different flavors myself.
Apples,
so flavors. So I feel like. You know, they're all, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Did you see John Cena in Trainwreck? Crushing it. Did you see The Rock in Central Intelligence? Crushing it.
They're both,
I don't know
why I use the term crushing
it.
I liked the movie Trainwreck.
Crushing it.
I love the movie Trainwreck.
Yeah, I thought Amy was so funny.
I thought she was deep and sincere and thought John was too. And I loved Central Intelligence. Like, I didn't know I would like it as much as I did. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
I love Kevin Hart. Too.
Yeah. That was with Kevin Hart, right? Yeah.
So you can't compare. Like maybe I'd go on a date with one of them doing something. Like, I don't know. The Rock seems like he could be a good dancer.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I'd salsa with The Rock.
There you go.
John Cena, I'd want to do, like, an American Grit, like,
skydiving.
Obstacle course.
Skydiving. Holding hands with John Cena. See, I should have a show.
I would do something like dangerous with them for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when someone asked me when
yeah.
this first started, what I'd do
yeah.
with them, I was so caught off guard. I was like, I don't know, like play ping pong and eat crackers.
Oh.
Now I'm like, no.
So
yeah, we'd go like bungee jumping. No.
Well, here's the second part of that question.
Yeah.
If you ever got to go on a date with John Cena and you guys got into an argument, would you yell at him as himself and mock him?
I feel like he would be so good at like compromise and solving issues together. So I don't know if we would yell at each other. But if we did, like maybe. Like, maybe I'd show him a piece of himself.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be weird.
He sounds such a sweet man.
I know, he just seems
Doesn't
so
he?
Sweet. Yeah.
yeah. So you,
like,
you,
I feel like I would try to yell, and he'd be like, calm down, Ashley. And, like, I don't know, Ashley. I don't know why.
Well, I have a feeling he's going to meet you. Like, I just have a feeling. Like,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope we, like, get to chill for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Does not sound creepy at all. For a long time. For an extended, indefinite amount of time.
On the other hand, you could have someone like The Undertaker. That would be a strange date. You know The Undertaker.
But amazing.
Yeah, but
like, creepy.
I
feel like I could go on a date with any of them. And like,
because he turned into Satan in one part of his act. Remember how he went to the bad side?
Yeah, he's kind of...
Alan, if you want a date too, pal, you probably shouldn't talk about Satan.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just saying,
satanical
Undertaker was another wrestler. He is on WWE. See, he's one of the kids in that. I thought it was hilarious.
Wow.
I
feel like I'm the only one in this room who doesn't really know anything about wrestling.
Well, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm finally
after
that.
Yeah.
So
dude,
close,
Megan, too. Megan, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Megan.
Yeah.
Megan knows about wrestling.
Honestly, even if you don't.
I know.
The show, like, the characters themselves, that's what I love about it. Like, some of my girlfriends are like, I don't know.
Yeah,
sure.
That's their response.
Sure.
But, like, the characters are so funny within themselves. Like, I think you know, hopefully the show will continue and be awesome and people will love it and they'll start to be like, oh my God, I don't even know anything about wrestling. But
well,
I
watched that clip you sent me and I thought it was really, really funny.
Which one was it?
It was the one where, like, the lady is stepping in and then, like...
Oh, Stephanie McMahon. Yeah.
So I thought it was really funny.
John Cena goes on around.
Yeah.
And the one where the Rock...
Was it something I said? Was it something I didn't say? Was it something I thought I was saying but I didn't want to say because I was scared? Oh, my God.
That's great.
Now,
that's funny as I snort to myself.
Now, like I said, like when people do impressions of people, you know, they either really like it or really hate it. You know, have you ever done an impression of someone that they really hated?
Like sometimes people, yeah.
Tell us the story.
If you go on my Instagram, no, it's like not an important person at all. It's my dad.
Oh, your dad's important.
No, but like I always like try to make fun of him. So if you see on Instagram, like I literally just posted a video of us like last week, and I was like, Ash, because my dad like does not know anything about celebrities or anything. Not that like you need to at all. Cause it's so important in life. But he's like. Ash,
I'm about to do John Cena's voice.
Oh, we lost Megan.
Megan, where'd she go? Megan. She did not want to hear about my dad. I told you it wasn't that. But I'll always like mock him, and I'll be like,
whatever.
Hey, Ash, like, where do you wanna? Like, I don't know. And he doesn't sound like that at all. He always just gets mad at me. I think like doing my own family is hard for some reason.
Oh, that's very difficult. I can imagine.
Well, no, because like I once took classes at the Groundlings, and.
He just keeps promoting the Groundlings.
No.
Should I, like, throw out some other... Like, there's UCB, there's
City. I know she's a UCB.
Because the Groundlings is sponsoring this episode.
Someone did his research.
I did.
What?
Thank you. I did my homework.
Thank you. That's it.
We keep missing kind of though.
Bam.
All right. That was a perfect high five.
Elbows.
Thank you.
But
I learned something today again.
So you took an improv class.
Yeah, and I'm more like an expert in stand up than I am in improv.
An expert.
Yeah.
He's more of an expert.
But when I did the improv class, I did an impression of Nancy Grace. And Nancy Grace.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know,
I have a funny story about her. Yeah.
Okay, I want to hear your story.
Well, I was an intern at Access Hollywood, and I, like, didn't know if I should go into report. You know, I was, like, on that track to be a reporter.
Yeah.
And Nancy Grace, like, just came up to me. I, like, wasn't supposed to talk to them. Like, it was a Dancing with the Stars thing.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're just so sweet. Like, come here. And she was like, I'll help you any way you want. And I don't think she actually thought I'd take it seriously, so I, like, had people contact her the next day. And I was like, hey, I want to, like, work for you or whatever it was. And she offered me an internship in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, nice. The next day. She said she'd help me.
Sweet.
Note to people on the internet. Take people seriously. They probably don't think you will.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Because, like, you never know what could happen. I didn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was in school and I, like, had to be in L.A., but.
Yeah. Well, then I won't share my Nancy Grace story.
Share your story.
No, because your story seems like she was so sweet and stuff, and my story...
Oh, was she cray-cray?
Well, so I did the impression in the thing in the class or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of her nieces was a student there.
That's so random.
Yeah, it was, and I didn't even know. And she said, she's like, you know what? Nancy's not gonna like this. And I was like, well, you know, she's on Court TV. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
You know, I feel like she's a lot more playful than you'd think.
Yeah.
I think, like, sometimes those people that are, like, serious figures, like Hillary Clinton was on The Ellen Show, and what's her face, who always does her on SNL, she came out and was doing impressions of her, and Hillary, like, loved it. Like, I think, like, you have to, like, really serious people, they can, like, appreciate people in comedy.
Yeah. Oh, there's Megan.
Oh, here we go. This is
Megan.
This is Ashley.
Wow.
Good to meet you.
She's, like, looking good, folks. Isn't Should I give you a rundown? She's wearing a turquoise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have pictures later.
Looks like she's coming right off the beach.
Yeah, that's
very cool. Flat hair with a tint of
pink. Is that California?
This is California. That's not New York.
She's coming from the beach.
Yeah, this is not
Laguna. It's not Laguna de Gale, or it's Costa Mesa.
This is Huntington Beach.
Huntington Beach.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah.
It's usually not a 2.5 hour drive.
That's where I live.
Holy smokes. Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys. We all met in Sherman Oaks at this beautiful Sherman Oaks
theater. There we go.
Yeah. Well, see, I was thinking about maybe just like not going into a studio and just doing it like at my garage, like Mark Maron or whatever.
Yeah. Mark Maron.
I know.
We always correct ourselves on
Bill show. Mayer.
Yeah. Mayer. Bill Mayer. Yeah.
I would say I had a script once for a friend I was doing a film with, and I just kept being like, Bill Mayer. He's like, Ashley, do your homework.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not
but see, that's my type of humor. I like messing up on people's names and stuff.
They probably don't like it so much.
Yeah, those people are probably like, all right. Four times a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get a new stand-up routine.
But yeah, you keep doing it. Okay, so tell us about your experience with Blake Shelton. I don't know who that is. Who's Blake Shelton?
Oh, cool. You don't?
No.
He's a country singer.
Oh. Thank you. Okay,
I'm hearing a little twang over here.
She knows her music.
Is she from... Dude, Blake Shelton is awesome. We worked on the Kids' Choice Awards together.
Oh, okay.
And... Gosh, he's just, like, so cool. He's, like, really tall and handsome. Like, his face is so handsome. I didn't think he'd be so, like...
And he's a country singer?
Gorgeous. Yeah, Blake Shelton, he's on The Voice.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I've heard that show, yeah.
Yeah, he's very suave.
I only know two country singers. That's Billy Joe Shaver and Meatloaf. Okay.
Billy Joe Shaver.
I love Billy Joe.
Billy Joe. What kind of music
are you into?
I don't like music. I like comedy.
I know. Who says that, right? Yeah. The only person I would say that.
I don't like...
You don't like music.
He's committed to comedy.
I like comedy. Okay,
no.
So like top five TV shows then.
I don't like TV shows.
Do you like Weird Al?
What do you mean you like comedy? You don't like TV? What do you like?
I like stand-up.
He's at a religious level with his career.
Yeah, I'm like, hey. Here's the thing why I don't like music is because I have Asperger's syndrome.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm very sensitive to the noises.
The sounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the music gets me really dizzy and stuff. So I only could listen to, like, smooth music. You know, like my favorite.
Smooth jazz, like elevator music?
No, just music
that's very smooth.
That's not hitting my eardrums loud.
Yeah.
So, like, I love the Violent Femmes. That's like the highest I could go. And I like The Cure, but
you like music.
That's music.
But it's not like I turn on music or, you know, I'd rather listen.
I know what you mean. I'm one of those. It's like so embarrassing, like my iPod. It's not even a thing anymore.
Yeah.
My iPod. My mini MP3 player. No, but like my music is so outdated. Like I like still am listening to like 90, like
I love that stuff.
Yeah, and like pop. Like I don't, like I'm not, I have friends who like work at CAA and like work in the music industry and they know music, like you go at their go to their house and they like have records and I'm like, so Britney Spears 1998 like you know, I'm like that girl who just follows the trends when it comes to music.
I
don't. Other things, I'm so cool and different.
Have you ever been to like a music release party?
I did. I went to Rascal Flatts. It was when I worked in journalism.
Yeah.
And I went to the Rascal Flatts Red. I was just listening to them again, this came out like 2 years ago. And I still am just like listening to their album. And it was like, it was so fun because they played their whole new album. And you got to like drink wine and eat according to the song.
Yeah.
Oh, theme night.
Yeah.
We should have that
for Camp WWE. Like John Cena's episode, like his favorite food.
You should. That would be so fun.
That's so cool.
I should start a revolution.
Yeah, and then tweet him and he'll definitely go.
And I'll just keep taking pictures of like him and I cropped in a photo together.
With the food.
That's like totally something I do. You know, before I booked it, they were like, you're on a veil, which is like, you kind of booked it but probably didn't. Like it's like those weird things where your life could change or not. I did crop my face onto The Rock's body.
That's
true.
Awesome.
Story.
Oh,
and
did
I
you?
Sent them. I, it was so fast. I had to like, I made a friend, I drove the friend to the studio and made them drop off a box with my face on The Rock's body and like candy inside.
Cause that's not
scary. And a pet rock.
Yeah.
I ordered it online.
I love that.
Yes, this is
that's
a true
very sweet.
Story.
That's awesome.
Oh. And like because I was so last minute with it, I had to like deliver it in a shoebox that day.
Now, how much of the show is scripted and how much is improvised? Because it seems like it's more improvised.
Oh, it's not more improvised. It's really? Like the writers are so good. Like, oh my gosh, they're so funny.
Yeah.
That I'd say like a lot of it is scripted. But we do go on, like, runs sometimes. Like, oh, yeah. And we'll, like, mess around with different lines and, like, add different things or, like, improvise. I can't even tell at this point what I improvise. But the scripts themselves, it's kind of like, I remember when I was studying Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. They were saying, like no, but really, like, I mean, I still study them. But Tina Fey was saying, like, when she was doing SNL, like, they'll do things that are scripted, but then they'll go on runs. They call them, like, fun runs. But usually they stuck to...
The scripted ones?
Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
They did that at 30 Rock. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, scripted, I don't know. I probably shouldn't say it because I want to do acting and stuff, but I'm not a good following by the script type
that
of guy.
That is exactly what my dad says.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause
And honestly, I love improvising so much. I think it works when you have a similar sense of comedy, like, everything that would make the team laugh, like, makes me laugh. Like, we're all kind of like, I don't know. When that happens.
Yeah.
So, like, when we do improvise, like, we're kind of all on the same page. We're like, yeah, let's just do that. Or, like, we totally, like, will brainstorm.
That sounds like so much fun.
But, you know, but I definitely don't want to, like, take away, like, the writers are so funny themselves that, like, like, if we didn't know improvising, the show would be, like, totally amazing and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
But I think your world, maybe you're going to end up on, like, a cool sketch show or something.
I've actually auditioned. I auditioned for Mad TV, the new one that just came out.
Oh, that's what Barinholtz came from.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I didn't get it. So.
What?
Yeah. Shocker.
How dare you do an audition and not book it?
But
that's so wrong.
Yeah, yeah. But they said that my stand-up... They said my stand-up because I got an audition through my stand-up. They said that.
Oh, cool.
They said my stand-up was too smart. And I was like, what does that
mean?
Oh,
that's cool.
You know
I feel
mean?
Like that's a compliment.
Yeah, that's a nice compliment. Yeah,
that's like a compliment insult. Like,
it's like, you're way too smart to be on our dumb show.
Yeah.
Like, make your show smarter.
I feel like they gave me a compliment sandwich. You know what I mean? Like I was like, you know,
like it's not you, but you're great.
Yeah, they were like
I don't want you.
They were like, well, you look like you could be funny. Your stand up's too smart. You're fat. Anyways, and I'm like, wait, what's going on here?
If someone says you look like you could be funny, how do you take that?
I know what you mean. Like some people definitely look like they could be funny.
Oh, well, I don't look like I just talk and hope it's funny, I guess.
You remind me of my friend Tyler.
Oh, really?
I'm not important at all. But
I love
more
Tyler.
About Tyler.
Yeah. Tyler.
I should tell him. I haven't talked to him in so long. But like you seem like really smart and like grounded.
Yeah.
And I feel like you would do well on like Parks and Rec kind of humor. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Just like really smart, like maybe you'll go into TV writing so you can have an effect on the scripts. So because there are a lot of comedy people, you know.
Yeah, a lot of comedians they're called a joke ghostwriters.
Ghostwriters.
That's
a long title.
I thought you were saying joke of all.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, I've done
is that
it.
A real thing? Is it
sure? No, I've done it a couple of times where you like you take a joke and you like. Because they want the stand-up appear for an audience, so that what you'll do is you'll flip the joke around and be like, okay, if I was saying this on stage, I'd say this instead of that. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Cool.
So, yeah, they don't get...
Hard.
Yeah. You do stand-up. Or you did. Do you still do it?
I would. I just don't have a ton of time, so I'm not,
busy.
Like, dedicated to stand-up right now, but, like, I know I'll revisit it in the future.
How many times have you done it?
That's why I'm like, I'm not like a stand-up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, how many times do I do it at my dinner table? Like,
I didn't mean it like
that's
that.
That's where I tell all
but
my
like,
jokes.
How many times have I actually done it? I've done it one time.
Oh,
but
really?
Different clubs kept asking me to do it more. I just, physically did not have time
to,
like, put in the work. Because I respect it as an art. So, yeah. Like, we're developing our series. We're doing all these different things, like, on other projects that I was like, okay, like, if I'm going to do stand-up, I want to do it, like, full out. Yeah. And that's why I'm not doing it right this second.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it.
He's so
I respect
disappointed.
I'm not funny
He's
enough.
So disappointed. I thought you'd be, like, proud. Who, me? And, like, respect stand-up.
No.
I respect stand-up so much that I'm not doing it right
now. I get that. I totally get that. I
don't
do it.
And, there's a
it.
Minimum. Like, you have to bring, like, a million people. I'm like, I don't have a million friends.
Oh,
like,
so you did bringer shows.
Maybe my... Oh, I mean, I had one
She did
show.
One show.
Oh, yeah.
I did class, and then I did it.
Oh.
And I drank a little juice beforehand. Non-alcoholic juice. And built up some confidence and went on stage.
There you go.
Well, we have time for one more question. And
from Yellow Man 5000.
I see you remembered it.
No, no.
Twisted Wig.
Wow. He was here last week.
No, this is actually my... This is actually my question.
It's like clearly Alan.
I really am. Oh my God, you've blown my cover.
This is actually a question from me because what we were just talking about. You have a web series that is coming out called We're Not Friends.
Yeah.
And you wrote and directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
cool.
Yeah. Like, what's what's it like writing? Because I love writing.
Yeah, dude. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That's where it's at. Like, nowadays, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy, like,
I'll change my name to
he
dude.
He was like, "You're not like anyone I've ever dated." I'm like, "Why?" Because I'm like super cool. He was like, "No," because you always say like, "Dude," like even around people you like. I'm like, "Oh." Yeah. Anyway, this is not on topic.
I think we should be writing? Friends. I do that way.
Yeah,
it's
like,
comfortable.
Yeah,
you're just talking to people.
That's
people
not
people.
Like romantic.
Yeah,
I'm like it's not.
It's like, why do you? You don't have to bring them flowers. All
bro,
like, yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
but dude,
no, just go on,
sir. Sir. But oh my God, I'm like, writing is where it's at because there are too many people in LA trying to like be a star, right?
Yeah.
And if you can write and you write well and you write funny. And I personally would recommend getting a writing partner, but if you can do it yourself, why not? Like, Mindy did it herself. Well, she had a writing partner, actually, when she first started. That's really helped me. You know, my writing partner is awesome. It's Don DePetto. We both have, like, again, you have to have a very similar sense of comedy.
Yeah.
Which is hard to find in a writing partner. And you have to both be, like, we're going to do this no matter what, because there's so many people who are like, let's
like,
do
you got to be aggressive about it. Yeah.
You have to be aggressive. You have to, like, set deadlines. You have to actually get it done because there are just so many people who want to, like, keep working on projects and mess around and, like, I don't have time for that.
Well, I just finished. I just finished writing a movie and the deadlines were just a nightmare because they'd be like, oh, the deadlines have to be done and, like, yeah.
Keith RZA.
Yeah.
Whitney Cummings. Keith RZA. What a feature RZA. Film writer. What kind of feature?
It's actually a romantic movie.
Comedy.
It's not funny.
It's a romantic comedy.
Wow.
No, it's
I
not.
I know, you think it'd be a comedy, right? Because he loves stand-up.
He's got so serious.
Because romance are the easiest things to sell. So.
We only care about money in this town.
Well, you know.
I feel like. Yeah. Did you sell it?
It's a cheap
I'm in the process of it. But,
look at you.
But I can't say much. But here's the thing. But I wrote it for Whitney Cummings so I could kiss her.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. What a, like, big gesture to, like, get a crush to, like, react by a movie.
I like that you just said that and you were worried about someone else just saying, oh, Keith's a big fan. Well, and just straight up.
The only reason why I said that is because I know Whitney's listening.
She's listening.
Is she?
Right now.
Hey, Whitney.
According to Chris.
No, I auditioned for her show a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new
fantastic.
Pilot.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what the
She's so fascinating because she has two TV shows that she wrote.
Dude.
And it's like, at the same time, you know?
Yeah, her and Amy Schumer, I just love them both. Like, they're just, like, a little vulgar and, like, just, but in a way that's, like, this is how life is.
It's
like,
cool.
They don't. And I just love that. They're just women of the 21st
century. Yeah.
They're great. Yeah. I love Whitney Cummings.
Yeah. And they took control of their careers.
Do you want a part in Keith's movie? Maybe you can kiss her, too.
Who, I know, me? But, yeah, but like, oh, what if it gets cold?
Did you hear that?
And they like recap. You have to be open to recap.
I woke up to that. I was like, wow.
I know you. No, I was kidding about the Whitney thing. Like,
were
I
were you though? Were you?
Were you?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
So was I.
No. We just got the light. So.
Oh. Yeah. No joke though. That is a smart idea. Like, people you want to kiss, totally write that in. That's, we didn't do that at all. In our series. I kissed no one, but my writing partner kissed like 12 girls.
Yeah. Well, no.
I was like, why didn't I make out with anyone? He's like, because you wrote it that you didn't. That's your fault. I'm like, well, so innocent on the inside, yeah, secretly.
I'll tell you more about it off air.
We're having too much fun.
Yeah, well.
Everyone, tweet us your questions.
Yellow Man, you hear that?
Well, so where can the folks at home find you? Yeah. On Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay, what?
At Ashley Bornansen. Ashleybornansin.
Yes, Ashley Barson.
Bornansen.
Bornansen.
Yeah, hit me up. Tweet me, Insta Bornansen. Me, Snapchat me. I'm barely on Snapchat. I still don't get it as well as I should for
and
someone as
watch your TV show on the WWE.
Watch our TV show, Camp WWE. Watch the season finale of Broad City. Me and Seth Green are on it. It's on Hulu right now. What else do we have to say?
Nice.
Watch my dad in our Instagram video. I feel like this is one of those like Oscar speeches.
This is awesome.
And they're getting like really mad, so we gotta go.
We gotta go.
All right, guys. Follow Ashley, and we'll see you guys next week, guys.
Winnie Cummings, we love you.
We have it.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.